23 people saw the way Reuven killed somebody. Look like this. Miktsasa Nasawedim, the Tanakama holds, or this is the Tafran holds, that some of them could be Yadim, let two of them be Yadim, or Miktsasa Nasavayanim, the rest of them could be the Yonim. In other words, even though they all saw what happened, they were all fit to be Yadim, so what? There's no psul. You're still allowed to be a Dayan. Give me Rebataf, let's have Tafran Chita. Rebbe Akiva Raimano, Kulam Nasamedim. Since all these people saw it, they were all fit to be Yadim. And the klal is, V'yein Eid Nasadayin. Since you saw it, you saw what happened, so you can't be a Dayan here. It's not right for you to be a Dayan. We're afraid you won't judge him the right way, like you'll have something out for him. Since you all saw the way he killed, you won't be able to see a schus, you won't be able to find a benefit for him. You'll only look for the bad. Therefore, you're not fit to be a Dayan. So the Chur Mishnah that says these two Eidim, or three of them, that saw the new moon last night, the third one, he's still fit to be the Dayan. The Chur is not like Rabbi Kiva. So the answer is no. I feel the time of Rabbi Kiva. Our Mishnah could go like Rabbi Kiva. I'll tell you like this. Ad kam lo kam Rabbi Kiva. Up until now, Rabbi Kiva only said as Allah Hassam, Elab Din and the Foshas. Only with the question, was all the Bezdin saw the way Reuben killed somebody. Then we say these Edim that are fit to be Edim, they can't be Dayanim. The Rachman Omer, the Pasuk says, Vishoftu Eda Vetinu Eda. The Torah wants you to be a Mishpat by Misa, but try and save the person. Torah gives a special tzidu that tzidu eda, try and save the person. Torah doesn't like to go kill people. So if the people Edom are saying that Reuben killed somebody, it's a din upon the Dayanim to try and save him. Try and, apidin it means, but try and find the schus. Now, Rabbi Kiva of the Svara, the Chiv and the Chaziu of the Koto, Navsha Lemotzi Chosle Zhusa. Since all these people saw the way Reuben really killed Shimon, they won't be able to find the schus. They're not going to take it to say he was sick at the time, he didn't mean it, he was dreaming. If you see it really happen, you're not going to try and hear so much discuss. Therefore, here Rabbi Kiva says, these Edom are not fit to be Dayanim. Abel Hocha, Bashenka, by Kiddush HaChedish, there's no Negiyas involved here. What's wrong? You saw the new moon last night. And all you have to be now is a Dayan to say, yeah, we accepted that the new moon was seen, and we make him a Kiddush HaChedish. There's no negiyah, there's no reason to say you'll do something wrong. So now Mishnah, even Rabbi Kiva will be made on. That even though this third person that saw the new moon last night, since he's not saying Edis, he's allowed to be a dying right now. There's no shalom of negiyah. As I feel Rabbi Kiva made on, that this dying is allowed to be a dying even though he saw the new moon last night. So to Mishnah. Kol ha-shofrois kisherim. All the shofrois are kosher to be used, chutz mishopora. You can't use from a cow. You can't use a cow's horn. That's what's possible. Rashi says it means kol hashofar means bein shel ayah from a ram, bein shel yael a wild ram. It's all kosher. Only a poor cow. That's no good. The vnei shu keren. That's called a keren, not called a shofar. Torah calls it a shofar. We need not a keren. Rashi says shu keren and a kol hashofar. What's on a cow is called a horn, not a shofar. The gabi and kip. Rashi says shofar ksiv. About the shofar through him. Learn that Hilchos Rosh Hashanah from Hilchos Yovel. It says Yom Kippur, so it has to be Dafka Shofar, not a Karen. Omer Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi says no. But like Kol HaShofarois Nikru Karen, every Shofar is called a Karen. So who means to say a Karen is also good? So since a Parah is called a Karen, it's also good to blow the Shofar with. So now the Pasuk says V'Mishayich B'Karen HaYovel. They blow the Karen, the horn by Yovel. So you see, even though it means a shofar over there, it's also called a keren. So whatever's called a keren is also kosher. So therefore, a cow's horns is also kosher for shofar. That's Rabbi Yosi Shita. Tomorrow says, Shapa come Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says, very good. The pasuk says clearly, the keren, it's only called a horn. That's all you need. You don't need bedafka shofar. For Rabbanan, what's found in the Rabbanan? Rabbanan says like this. Call our shofars, all other shofars from rams and wild rams, equal shofar, equal keren. Taka true, it's called a keren, but it's also called a shofar. Of the depara, the horn of a cow, keren ikri, it's only called a horn. Shofar la ikri, it's not called a shofar. And we know that Rosh Hashanah, you have to have a shofar, therefore the Rabbanim say, a para is possible, you have to have dafka from a ram. The Yechir, the pasuk says, V'chor shoroi hod aloi v'karna ram karnov. Mashmah is only called a keren, it's not called a shofar. For the Gemara of Rabbi Yosi, Yom Rabbi Yosi answers like this. The parah nami yikru shofar. No, I have a pasuk at Tehillim that calls even by a parah also calls it a shofar. The pasuk says, the seitev l'Hashem yishor par. You're better off to Hashem than a shofar. What does that mean?
im shor loma par, if it says a shor, why is it called a par? The impar loma shor, if it means a par, why does it say a shor for? Ela mai shor par. What does the pasuk mean, shor par? It means to say, mi shofar, from the shofar. There's even a parah, even from a cow, it's also called a shofar. So the pasuk calls the horns of a cow also a shofar. That's the b'yesi shita. Hidashin, this pasuk can tell him, mi par shor means this, mi shor par, so that's called a shofar. That the horns of a cow is also called a shofar. Therefore, b'yesi shita is, even the horns of a cow is also kosher to be used for shofar. For Rabbanim, what do Rabbanim say about this pasuk? Kidur Rav Nasna. The Yom Rav Master, Master says like this, my shor par, what does the pasuk mean shor par? It means shugoduk a par. This shor was as big as a par, as a par, as an ox, as a cow. But not to say a shofar. Ula says differently. Ula Rama, hainu time of the Rabbanin. You know what the Rabbanin shita is, what they say, that a par is possible for a shofar? Kidur Rav Chizda. The Yom Rav Chizda, Chizda says like this. How come on Yom Kippur when the Kohen Gadol goes in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he's not allowed to wear his big day zov? How come he can't wear his golden clothing? We know when he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he has to wear big day lovin', he has to change over to big day lovin'. How come? What's wrong with the golden clothing? The Torah says if he shein ketega nasus neger, something that the ketega did something bad with it, Klai Yisrael made the Chet Egel with the gold. We don't let that be a snake coming to Kodesh HaKadoshim to be to protect you. We don't let a Ketega, something you did bad, be a protector now. Shrashi Ein Ketega Zov Egel. Gold you used to make Egel with. V'shoifer Shal Paranami. Ketega the Egelu. That's the reason also why you can't use the horns of a para, of a cow. Because the cow is the mother of the Egel, as if that's also the Ketega. So we don't want to have any Shaykhis with the para, with the Egel, to with the Shoifer. Therefore, the shofar can be made from a par. Tred Gemara, is that true? Valei, v'ikah dam par, I will bring the blood of the par into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So you see, we don't call it a ketager, the dam of the par. So who had in the horn? And the Gemara, hayo v'yishtan yishtani, that's different. Since you killed it already now and you got the blood out of it, that's not called part of the par. Mashenk and the shofar, that's called part of the par still. But blood is different. Rashi, Hoyo Vishtan Leo's dam, Vien Mara Sapar Nikr. It doesn't look like it's from the par anymore. Mashenka the Shofar looks like from the par. For the Gemara, the Ika Oren, the Kaporus. I on the Oren, we have gold. The Kaporus and the Kutchim has gold. Ukruv. And the Kruvim also has gold on it, either in the Kutchim. And the Gemara, Choyto by Yaakov Karminin. We mean not to bring something to be Makrivit to Hashem. Rashi, Choyto by Yaakov means to Odom. The person that did the Chet Egel with the gold, he should not bring something to remind him of the Chet Egel. As the Oren and the Kaporis were not bringing, but something that the person brings, like the Big Day Kuna, when you want to come in with your begadim, don't bring it in if you're wearing gold to remind you of the Chet Egel. Who are then the shofar also? For the Gemara Vika Kaf or Machta, I the Kohen brings inside the Kaf and the Machta, the golden shovel that they take the Kaporis with. And the Gemara Chayta by Yisnoa Kamrinan. We don't want the Chayta, Trash Chayta by Yisnoa. Liskashit boy Bikir by Halayim. We don't want the Chayta to make himself look nice with gold. That's not nice. Whereas the Kohen, like they did the Chet by the Egon, we don't want them to dress nicely to make themselves look nice with the gold. That's what's also. But just to wear the, to bring in the Kaf and the Machta, since it's not something the Kohen are wearing, that's Mutter. So the Gemara, either Ghanim wear the big day zov to make themselves look nice with it. Mi bachutz, they only do it outside. I'm only talking about what you're not allowed to do is only in Kodesh HaKadoshim. Only in the Fnim, to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that you're not allowed to go with something that's gold. But shaking outside in the Kodesh, that's not so bad. So they're the Ghanim, to make themselves look nice, are allowed to wear golden clothing. Even though gold had to do with the Chet Egel.
That's only with the Fnim, that's where the problem of Ein Ketega Nasas Neger, you're on the inside.
Shofar Nami Bibachutzu. Where do we blow the Shofar outside? In Shul? Not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? So why should the Shofar be wrong from the Parah? And if the Gemara, Kiv, the famous Gemara, Kiv was the Koran who, since the Shofar is coming, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remember, like we say, Machi is the Chreinus. The shofar makes our zechrenis go in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Is klefnim dummy.
is considered like when Mamre is standing in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. When we blow the shofar, when Mamre is considered like we're standing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Rashi says, famous Rashi, Kivun to the Zikara and Kasi, since the shofar is to bring the Zikara and the remembrance in front of Hashem, Kalif Nimdami. Rashi says, Shofar Nami, Afagav the Lesbei Mishum Chayta, by Yakrib, there's nobody now bringing something here. For Lesbei Mishum Chayta by Yisno, it's not talking about making yourself look nice now. Are the Kivun to the Zikara and Kasi, since the purpose of the shofar is that I was the Kohen to go in front of Hashem, Kedvigdei Kohen Godo Shalifnim Dami, when Mamish considered like we're inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we're like Lifnim, just like the Kohen Godo, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim is Lifnim, when you blow the shofar, we're also considered Lifnim right next to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We spoke about it in the Shmuz, about this, how it works here. Now the shofar, they say, is the connecting, it connects Klal Yisrael to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Mamish, the shofar, like, takes us up straight to be in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. Therefore, the shofar should not be made from the parah to a member of the chet regel. For the Gemara of Tana, Mivneshu Keren, we learned before the reason why you can't use a parah, because a parah is called a Keren. That's the reason, not because it's called the daimon to the parah of the chet regel. And the Gemara, Chada v'yoy kama, there are two reasons here. Chada, one reason why you can't use the horn of a cow, the ain't katega nasas neger. Since the cow is the mother of the eagle, we can't use it. Something be did bad can't be a snake, can't be the say good for you. The yoid mivnei shu keren. The second reason is that a cow is called a keren, not a shofar. The abyeis, what's abyeis? It's teres amaloch. The kamrut ain't taken out as nega. That's it. You say you can't use the parah, because it reminds you of the parah of the chet egom. Hanin mili bifnim. That's only when you mamish bifnim. By shofar bachutzu.
He does not from the swear that the shofar kibul is the koran kalafnim dami. He holds the shofar the mice we blow outside in shul, not in the kodesh hakadoshim, and therefore there's no problem blowing the shofar shapara. With the kamrut, and the second time you have that you're saying the vnei shu keren, that you say that a parah is called the keren, it's not called the shofar. If he just says back, no, kol shofar is not mikul keren. All shofar is called keren. It's not a kasha to be called a keren or a shofar. Now the Gemara says, Abayi says another reason. High in the time of the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan said that a parah is possible because a shofar omer achmano for loy shnayim mishloisha shofaros, you can't have two or three shofaros. What does that mean? So you can't put one shofar inside another shofar. Now behind the parah, a cow's horn, kivon the koi gildi, it's made out of like shells in shells. Now the Rashi says every year it grows, like another shell comes into it. So it looks like two or three shofars, even though really it's only one shofar. But the Ma'aseh Mar's Lashon is Mechzer, looks like Yishnayim Mishloisha Shofaros. And therefore, it could be, maybe it's only with the Rabbanim, that the Rabbanim say, do not use a shofar shofar. It looks like two or three shofars. So Mar's the question, Abayam, I bought ton of Neshu Karen. The Mishnah says, no, the Mishnah says clearly, the reason why it's possible is called a Karen. So my answer is going to buy a chod of the eight kama. The chod means to say one and two. Like chod, the one reason is the shofar echod of rachmana. Below shnayim shloisha shofaros. Yep, you the shofar looks like one, and not one looks like two or three. The second reason is b'vnei shu keret lemaisa par is called a keret, not a shofar. And Rav Yosi answers back and says, Rav Yosi Yom HaVesa says, to Kamer that you tell me what Shofar Echad Am Rachmana, V'loi Shnayim Mishloisha Shofaros, Kivun De Mechabri Adodi, since the Maaseh are attached one to another, Chadu, that's called one. No, that's the way the Parah, that's the way the horn of a Parah is grown. It's not like pieces put together. It's formed that way. Even though it looks like two, so what? Still is kosher. Because the Maaseh, it's one Hakeren. With the karma, that's what you tell them of Neishu Karen. I is called a Karen, not a Shofar. And that's what Rabbi Yisrael says back, no, call a Shofar is not Mikul Karen. And therefore, it's Rabbi Yisrael Shita that a Parah is also kosher for a Shofar. We don't mind about the Pasad of Chom Shita. We only use Ayol, but not a Parah. Rashi says, Gildi, the whole Shon Rosh, every year that the Parah grows, Nikeres Tesuas is Nikeres, a year older. Like another part grows onto the Shofar, Vukim and Gels, like a shell, Maisa Bagela, one on top of another. Rishon, on top of the first one, Betachlisa Shal Rishon Tchilas Hasheni. When the first one ends, that's the second one starts. So, kids, it looks like two or three, and therefore Parshas Mashma is only possible, and therefore the Rabbanan said it's possible. Alright, we'll stop here.
You hold him daf chav vav omer alf. On the bottom again, last Gemara was, again, we'll start over again, near the bottom. My mashma, the high yoivlo lishin the dichru. How do we know that a yoivol means a lashin of a rim? The Tanya we learned, Omer Rabbi Kiva, kishalachti la'arviyom, hayakurin la dichru yoivlo. They call the rim the yoivol. So that's how we know or shayfa the yoivol means it from a rim. The Omer Rabbi Kiva, kishalachti la'galvio, when I went to this place, galvio, hayakurin la'nida galmuda. They used to call Anisha, the wife, when she was a nida, they called her galmuda. My galmuda, what does galmuda mean? It means gemula do mi baila. She's like supposed to be away from her husband. She's gemula, Rashi says, muvdelis. She's separated from her husband. The Yomar Rabbi Kiva, kishalachti li Africa, when he went to visit Africa, hayikurin le meya kshita. They called like a meya, this coin called the meya, the donkey, they called it kshita. Lamayna kamina, what's the difference what we call it? As Gemara lefrushet explain what the pasuk means. The pasuk says, meya kshita. Diaraisa, that means meya donkey. When a Torah says meya kshita, you know what that means? It means 100 donkey. That's what it means. The coin of donkey. That's a meya. Omer Rebbe. Rebbe said, kishalachti lekarchi ayom, when I went to the over the sea, to the cities on the other side of the ocean, hayakurin lemechira kira. They used to call mechira, selling something, buying something, kira. Lamayin afkamina, what are they telling it to us for? What's the difference what they called it? Lefrusha, it's explained the posik. The pasuk says in Bereshis, "Asher karisi li, what I bought for myself." So the word karisi means a mecher of buying. Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, kishalachti litchum kan nashra. When I went to this place, tchum kan nashraya, hayukurin lekala gintfi. They used to call a kala bride a ninfi, or latana gol a chicken a hen. They used to call a sechvi. So it says lekala. What do they call a bride? A ninfi micro. What's the pasuk? Yofe noif misharish kolorets. Like you're beautiful over the whole world. That's like a kala. Or the tarnagol sechvi. What do they call a tarnagol? A sechvi. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Vivoy yisay masam set yavshur ben Levi. That micro, what's the posik? The posik says in Iyuv, mi shos batuchais. Like who puts his more into batuchas? So the more means the cloyest to your kidneys. Mi shos batuchas chochmam. Hey, who gave chochmam to your kidneys? I mean, us on the sechvi vina. Who gets the sechvi vina understanding? It means like this. Mishas betuchas chachma. Who gave betuchas chachma wisdom? Elu klois. Betuchas here means the kidneys. I mean, us on the sechvi vina. That tanagol. Tanagol is one that has vina. So, Mela, they used to call a tanagol sechvi. Right, the Levi yikloyel hu asra. Levi went into a place. Is also gavla kames. A person came to speak to Levi. Omele, he told Levi, you should know, Koven Palnya.